The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Get autographed copies of New York Times bestselling author Cynthia Bryan's books at www.starstyleradio.com. Get inspired and motivated to be your best self with Be the Star You Are, 99 Gifts, and Be the Star You Are for Teens. Buy cases at a deep discount to give away as gifts and premiums. Visit www.starstyleradio.com or call 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR.
Plan for your life? Do you know where you want to go? Are you looking to be happier, healthier, and wealthier while having more fun every day? Meet our healthy living coaches, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, as they engage in energetic exchanges with successperts, bringing you research, innovation, strategies, and techniques to strengthen your business and personal navigational skills for ultimate achievement. Be inspired, motivated, encouraged, and empowered. Lend us your ears right here on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. The party starts now.
Well, hello, Power Partners, and welcome to our informational playground. This is Star Style, Be the Star You Are, brought to the airwaves under the auspices of Be the Star You Are charity. And we are ready to party. We are your hosts. I'm Cynthia Bryan.
And I'm Heather Brittany.
And we are coming to you live on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We want to catapult you from wishing upon a star to imagining your dreams as if they've already happened. And then, of course, we want you to know that you have everything you need to be the writer, producer, director, and star of your own life. And we have an amazing show for you today. You are really going to get a lot of fun knowledge and meet a really incredible person. Coming up right after Health Matters in segment two, you're going to meet Matt Jesse, who is the founder of MB Jesse Painting. And it is the most incredible company. You're probably wondering, why would we be talking about painting? But, you know, in that industry, it's so hard to find people who have integrity, who care, who are professional, and Matt has all of these things. So for all of your comprehensive interior and exterior needs, Matt Jesse's going to talk to us, and he's also going to tell us about how he gives back, because he's very connected to charity, and I'm very excited about that. We're also going to be talking about how self-talk can empower you, how important it is to teach your children to make positive self-statements, and that will really boost your self-esteem. And then finally, of course, we have to have a little bit of gardening in there to rekindle our passions and arouse our senses and keep us in shape. So we'll be doing that in segment three. But coming up right now, and Heather's only going to get a short segment today in Health Matters because I really want to get to our guest, Matt Jesse, when he is available here. But she's going to be talking about the superheroes of vitamins and minerals that are the actual rock stars that can give you something to supercharge your day, and you may not even know about it. But let me give you the miracle moment for today. And this is brought to you by our generous sponsors of the Pear Festival, which is happening this Saturday. And we hope that you'll be there. And Matt Jesse is one of our sponsors. So thank you again. La Mirinda Weekly, Verbrugge Construction, and Star Style Productions. So make sure that you check out BeTheStarYouAre.org, go to events, and see what is happening. And the miracle moment is by Soren Kierkegaard. Life is not a problem to be solved, but a reality to be experienced. Hey, that sums up our party, right? So, Heather, let's talk about these rock stars of health, because everybody, that part of what our mission here is at Star Style, Be the Star You Are, is to help people be healthy, happy, have integrity, live with joy, all of those things. And if we can keep our wellness in check, well, hey, and we can do it with maybe five essential minerals to supercharge our day, that would be a good thing. So what are these nutritional superheroes? Can we get them in food? And tell us about it.
Yeah, so our little pun on words there about rock stars of health is in relation to minerals coming from rocks. So you think of getting a little geography, geology on you. So just talking about that, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, that vitamins and minerals, we mix them up as one and the same. Vitamins are so important, but so are minerals. And what a lot of people don't realize, especially women, and especially active and healthy women who do cardio and strength training, which we know is really great to help build your muscle, your strength for just overall longevity throughout your life. When you work out, you sweat out your body just as you use calories, you know, for energy. Your body sweats out minerals, and when your body has a lack of these minerals, that's what's going to cause nausea, muscle weakness. That's what's going to affect your endurance. Sometimes you feel like you can just keep on going. Other times you start a workout and very quickly you fatigue, and that might not be because you're not that strong yet or something you're eating. It could be the lack of minerals within your body. And women, especially, as we know, women are always at risk of getting the least amount of vitamins, minerals, nutrition, and especially women who are vegetarian, which is made like myself, who focus more on a plant and fruit diet. A lot of plants are considered incomplete proteins or don't have the full, the correct amount of magnesium or calcium. So just want to give you some kind of info on what your body is probably using up, how you can get more of it, and what are their five essential things that you want to have in each day. So the first thing is iron. You probably hear a lot about with women needing iron. If your body, if you don't get enough iron, that you start to, if you're anemic, you get those bruises. What iron too is, it's really essential within your workout. It helps give oxygen to your bloodstream, and that helps your body work out more. We know that can cause those muscle tightness, and it will affect your ability to have endurance when you're working out. So try to
Heather,
find the right
iron,
amount.
You know, when you get those cramps, when you get those Charlie horses, I always thought that was a lack of potassium. Is that also a lack of iron, possibly?
It can be with both, and actually with all these, so your five, the things you want to make sure you're getting in your food each day is iron, calcium, magnesium, zinc, and potassium. And then we all know that I talk about potassium all the time. But with iron, the tricky thing about with iron is your body, you really have to kind of have the exact amount, because if you can go, you can get too much of it and you can get too less of it. And finding that right balance, if you have less of it, you can have, sickness, fatigue, muscle cramps, and it can be the same thing. If you get so too much and too less, you can have the same symptoms. So trying to find that right kind of balance of that. And that should be about 18 milligrams a day. And they say that women usually only get about 6 milligrams a day. So that's kind of crazy, thinking what your body is up against. That you're getting less, about a third of what your daily thing is. So if you're not a big meat eater like myself, ways to get iron into your body, as we do know, that beef has about 3 ounces. Beef has 2.9 milligrams. So think about that in that 18 milligrams for the entire day. But shellfish, about a medium size, has 4 milligrams. So think about the little things you can do at a time. And as I said, that you don't want to get too much iron at one time, because that can upset your body. And your body will not, this goes for almost all minerals and vitamins, your body can only absorb so much of a mineral or a vitamin in one day. And a lot of times on those labels, it'll say 800 milligrams. But your body, and the recommended dose is 400. Your body can only absorb, about 400 to 500 of that. So the rest is just going to be urinated out. Your body is just going to press it out. But people think a lot of times, oh, I'm stacking up on my vitamins, my minerals. People never really say minerals, but I'm stacking up on my vitamins for the day. And when you take a lot of them at the same time, they can counteract each other. Certain vitamins, certain minerals need to be taken with food. But if you take too much of one, you're not going to get the full effect of it. So try to space out throughout the day of, having just about what the serving size is. We'll always look out on the back of labels and see what's in there. But if you're allowed, 10 milligrams of something for the day, try to make that each meal has maybe 3 milligrams of whatever that particular substance is, or that particular mineral. That way your body actually absorbs it by the end of the day. Another thing, too, that is really important, and we talk about this so much with women, is calcium. We know that calcium is so good for our bone. It helps regulate muscle contractions. And this, again, helps influence how long we can work out. But a lot of women are not getting enough calcium. And when your body doesn't get enough calcium, what ends up happening is your body will actually, some of the things that makes it so amazing and at the same time horrifying, if you're not physically intaking enough calcium each day, your body goes to its resources, and that's your bones, which are very dense in calcium. That you've done a bone and calcium show before, that up to about age 30, your body is still building. And then after that, you're just sort of in this dead zone. It's just kind of sitting there. If you don't get enough calcium a day, your body will basically leach out calcium from your bones, which puts you at higher risk for fractures, just while working out, and down the road, osteoporosis. And women are always at that risk of it. So it's great, if you can take those, little chews or something. The best way for all things is to try to get it from a food source. As we know that milk, of course, is rich in calcium, but if you're not someone that downing a thing of milk, or maybe you're even lactose intolerant, so you could get it from 6 ounces of dairy or just something like yogurt. Plain, non-fat Greek yogurt is rich in protein, but also has great calcium. But something else you could think of is almond milk, kale, and even sardines, which, you might want to be careful about who
you're eating. I love all that stuff. It sounds great.
I know, exactly. Something else, too, I want to just quickly touch on is magnesium. Magnesium and calcium kind of go one in another. Same with they connect with potassium. All five of these actually really go one in one. They help put oxygen throughout your blood, and oxygen, it uses the glucose, and this helps you build more strength and endurance when you're working out. Again, people rarely, especially women, you're supposed to get 320 milligrams a day. People usually get about 274. And I know a lot of us are not keeping track, looking at these things of, how much am I getting? And actually, we've done a show on it before that things that oftentimes that are fortified, that have been enriched with stuff, sort of counteract what they're really supposed to do. So a great way to kind of gap the thing with the magnesium is dark leafy greens. Dark leafy greens are actually a really high source of potassium and zinc as well as calcium. Dark leafy greens, you can sneak them in with kids. You can do anything. There's so many ways that you can use vegetables beyond. So if you're someone I always think when people say, oh, I hate tomatoes or I hate this, I think that you've had some bad experience with how a raw tomato or something was cooked or prepared or wasn't in its rawness, and you need to give it another shot, because don't let one bad experience.
I agree. And you know what? If you get fresh vegetables, or better yet, even grow your own, you're going to be in such good shape and you'll be healthy, So that's such a cool thing.
That's something actually, and yet another reason to grow your own vegetables or even to go organic, is there was actually a study released in the Journal of College Medicine a College of Nutrition showed that regular vegetables that you buy at the store, the non-organic ones that are treated with pesticides, during the farming process, those pesticides have actually shown to zap out all these essential minerals and these nutrients in it. So when you're buying that regular broccoli, you're not really getting all that really rich things that when we talk about broccoli or we talk about some leafy greens or vegetables, but they have shown that fresh vegetables, organic farmer markets are things that, you know, yes, organic is more expensive because they have to find ways of treating and keeping these vegetables bug-free without using harmful pesticides. As we know, going green can actually be a little green, a little tough on the wallet, but it's better for the earth and it's better for yourself. So if you really want to maximize the nutritional value of your vegetables, if you think if you're taking that charge of trying to eat healthy, try to spend a little extra to go organic, or better yet, make an activity of it. Well, better yet, grow your own. But if you don't have that ability, of take part in a farmer's market. I think that's such a great way to feel connected to your, you know, your city, your town, support local farmers, and nothing beats fresh farm fruit and vegetables. It's going to be so rich. You know, just as a chick selling chicken eggs, everything is so much different when it's in small batches versus mass.
Well,
produce.
And you know, and I wanted just to piggyback on that thought, because right now tomatoes are really at their best. Grapes are just ripening and fantastic. You know, the squash, the eggplants are coming in. And tangerines, lots, and apples. I'm just one of these people, if I can't have it fresh, I don't want it. But the grapes, they taste really great off the vine. So maybe go to farmers markets and you could get all of your superhero rock star vegetables and minerals right there.
100%. And I just want to really quick get on just zinc and potassium. I know a lot of times we think about zinc for our skin. It does have that, but it also helps boost our immunity. That's why people work, vitamin C, that people will also take zinc. But zinc repairs your tissue after exercise. You hear all about how you have that pre-warm-up, you work out, and then your body still continues to burn calories after you work out. Your body is then in that repair mode. If you don't get enough zinc, your body's not going to metabolize carbs, fats, and proteins correctly. And those carbs, fats, and proteins actually carbs. So fats use more calories to burn, and carbs and proteins and sugars usually work of having the same amount of calorie burn, but of course they each have different nutritional things within your body, and you want your body to regulate this correctly. Women need about 9 to 12 milligrams a day, and women tend to only be getting about 6 to 7. So the quick ways you can just get it, again, if you're eating meat, 3 ounces of meat, sounds about 4 milligrams of it. You can, if you're feeling a little fancy today, you could have lobster. Lobster has about 3.4. Cheddar cheese has about 2.6. And another great way, if you're going a little more organic or you're going vegetarian, chickpeas and quinoa have about 2 milligrams per serving. So those little things add up over time. And my last thing I just want to touch on is potassium. Potassium is something, as many other minerals, that can be sweat out through the body. I'm someone who actually has a potassium deficiency. And I take, I try my best to always have food that's rich in potassium. And I even take potassium supplements to help supplement, but that's not enough because those supplements contain such a small amount. You'd have to take so many of them. So try to pair them with your food. I always carry a banana around with me, and I've always had that, oh, it's, you know, good for potassium. Bananas are great for potassium, but they're not the highest in potassium. Rich leafy greens, again, are really, really high in about 1,000 milligrams. Bananas only have about 470 roughly. Baked potatoes have almost 1,000 in it, and spinach has about 840 milligrams. You would think carrying around a baked potato and a bag of spinach isn't exactly the best, you know, kind of on the go. So I thought bananas are great on the go, and that's going to help with that Charlie horses, that instant thing, your body to help with recovery. But if you're able to sit down, cook yourself a meal, include dark leafy greens such as spinach, like with so many essential vitamins and minerals, as well as some baked potatoes, because they're just so good, and they're in season now too.
Yeah, and you know, and the other thing that is really, really high in all these nutrients is a leafy green that you and I both love, and that is arugula. You know, so if you like those salads, like I love an arugula salad with some goat cheese in it, and and beets.
And
I love beets. If you add those three things, wow, you're good to go. You know, that sounds like a really great thing.
You're going to be a real rock star with your minerals.
I love it. Yes, everybody wants to be a rock star, so why not? I love it. I love it. Well, Heather, that was fantastic, and we are going to go to a break, and I think we're going to go to my talk about some self-esteem and some garden things as we are waiting for Matt to arrive to talk about MB Jesse painting. So, Heather, go ahead and give out the website. That was a great segment.
Most definitely. We want you to go to BeTheStarYard.org as well as StarCellRadio.com.
And when we come back, we'll go into the garden. We'll talk about some self-esteem. And as soon as Matt arrives, we will cut to him. So you're listening to Star Style, Be the Star You Are. I'm Cynthia Bryan.
And I'm Heather Brittany.
And you're listening to us live on the Voice America Network. Be right back.
Be the star you are. The star you are.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Are you seeking a dynamo speaker for your meeting, conference, or organization? Internationally recognized keynote speaker and New York Times bestselling author and lifestyle coach, Cynthia Bryan, will bring her energetic expertise, passionate professionalism, and ebullient personality to your event. Hailed as an expert in lifestyle, women's issues, self-help, personal balance, leadership, media, gardening, and interior design topics, Cynthia Bryan is a popular empowerment keynote speaker around the world, lecturing to audiences of 100 to 5,000. For rates and bookings, call 925-377-STAR, 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 and visit www.cynthiabryan.com. When you want the best, book Cynthia Bryan, www.cynthiabryan.com.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Get started acting or modeling with a consultation from media coach extraordinaire Cynthia Bryan, who has guided entertainment careers for over two decades. Call 925-377-STAR or visit www.cynthiabryan.com. Pick up a copy of her award-winning book, The Business of Show Business, and start living your dreams today. Call 925-377-STAR, 925-377-STAR.
Should there be more to your life? Do you need a change? Transformation for Success with Dr. Barbara Young will provide empowering commentary each week to encourage you. She will interview successful personalities from movies, television, business, technology, health, and academia. All of them have amazing stories resulting in transformed lives. You'll learn how to discover real happiness, financial success, and fulfillment to live your highest purpose. Join her on Tuesdays at 12 noon Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, and a replay Fridays at 12 noon Pacific on the Voice America Women's Channel.
It's Power Time on Star Style. Be the star you are with your passion, purpose, and possibility producer, Cynthia Bryan. Now, back to the Power Party.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Kings and cabbages go back to compost, but good deeds stay green forever. That's a great quote by Rick DeMarinis. Gardening is really good for you. It rekindles our passions. It arouses our senses. It keeps us in shape. It's a terrific activity for maintaining joint flexibility, bone density, range of motion, and most of all, just quality of life. But we have to learn to garden wisely. Otherwise, if we don't want to be complaining about aches, pains, bug bites, cuts, and injuries, of which I have to admit, I have had more than my share to last me a lifetime. But do a good deed for yourself and heed some handy, healthy tips to safer and happy gardening experiences. If you are already a gardener, you're going to know the joys and the benefits. And for those of you who are just about to begin, get ready for a strenuous workout without the music, smells, and tastes that you don't know of now. Instead, you're going to really get in touch with nature. So how do you get going? First of all, if you have had any injuries or illnesses, like all activities, of course, the first recommendation is to consult your physician before you begin. And then you want to choose a time of day where you can dedicate an hour or so to the task. wear a hat, sunblock, gloves, and comfortable clothing. And even if it's overcast, you still need that sunblock. Warm up your body just as you would if you were doing a workout. You do a few stretches, go for a brisk walk before beginning. And despite your enthusiasm, pace your work and avoid being in the same position. So, for example, if you are weeding, switch to pruning after 45 minutes. Use a hand truck to move large, heavy sacks and potted plants. Keep your feet on the ground when cutting limbs or harvest fruit. Use a ladder, but only when you have a spotter. And I know that. I broke a toe recently. I was climbing a ladder. It wasn't that high, like 10 feet, and had a handful of things, and something happened, and boom. I hung by my toe, but fortunately, that's all that happened. Now, use the best tools that are strong yet lightweight. Make sure to give your back a break because too much twisting and bending can cause strains. So if you do have back problems, you might consider raised beds. The other thing is to buy a wheelbarrow. It makes moving easier and it saves so much time. I also like to use 2 5-gallon buckets so that if I'm carrying something, I'm actually, you know, exercising my arms and my body and lifting the same amount of weight on each arm. Now, if you like to kneel while planting or weeding, use a styrofoam pad to protect your knees. Alternate sitting and kneeling. You can also purchase one of those rolling garden stools. And then shake it up by varying your chores to work your different muscles. So carrying, lifting, mowing, blowing, pruning, raking, sweeping, deadheading, digging, weeding, arranging, even smelling the roses, they all activate different muscles and senses. And then take frequent breaks to avoid stiffness or lightness. You want to make sure to drink plenty of water to rehydrate. So get fit, get gardening, and do some good deeds for yourself. And for some increased health benefits, let's add these simple greens to your plot. And Heather was just talking about the rock stars. Well, here are some additional rock stars to add. Dandelion greens. I mean, I know everybody considers us dandelion weeds, but these weeds are very high in vitamin A, and they're actually 10 times more efficient than serving of broccoli. Leeks, they are rich in vitamin B folate. They're in the onion family, they're relatives, and they're heart healthy, and they actually prevent blood clots. Now, arugula, I talked about it a little bit in Health Matters with Heather. It's one of my most favorite greens. It provides more nitrates than spinach or rhubarb, and it delivers energizing oxygen to the rest of your body. So maybe arugula, I kind of think it might be my secret ingredient to my exuberant energy, because I eat arugula every day and I grow lots of it, and I really just love it. It's tangy. It has a little bit of a bitter, spicy taste. I don't know. It's fantastic. Bok choy. It's great for bone health. 2 cups of this crunchy green delivers as much calcium as 1/2 glass of milk, plus 80% of your daily requirement for vitamin K. And then Swiss chard. It's a great source of blood balancing. Nutrients. Swiss chard prevents blood sugars and dips while being a source of magnesium. So those are just a few tips that I think you will really enjoy, and not only enjoy, but they're going to help you be very healthy. So this is what you really want. You want to get healthy. And I have a few things that could be some end of the month, you know, hello, autumn. We're at the very end. Relax, rejuvenate around a pond, a stream, or a waterfall in a garden. Protect your pet by knowing which plants are toxic to them, you know, such as daffodils, hemlock, and oleander. And you can see a full list of the toxic plants at aspca.com. You want to create mini herb gardens in window boxes or strawberry pots. Buy 4-inch pots of sage, you know, lemon, thyme, basil, and parsley for a very pretty and aromatic edible display. And just a tip about herbs, I really believe that you want to have herbs like right outside your kitchen, a door or window or on your window shelf, because if you have them too far away, you're not going to use them. I have both a vegetable and herb garden, but it's actually up a hill. So if it's raining or inclement weather, I'm not so inclined to just run out there, you know, in my bathrobe or my slippers. You know, I'm not going to do that. But so what I did is I planted this whole little herb garden of things I use every day right next to my kitchen door. And so all I have to do is open the door, take a few branches, and it's fantastic. Deep soak your trees like magnolia or redwoods, especially when you see them dropping abundant leaves. We've been here in a drought in the west and southwest, and you don't want to lose the trees. Now, one way to soothe those cuts, burns, bites, and reduce the redness after too much being in the sunbathing or just even being out in the garden is by planting succulent aloe. All you have to do is cut off a piece of the spike, squeeze out the anti-inflammatory and the antiseptic gel, and apply it directly to your skin, and it just works like a charm. You can also add color to your planters with bright perennial pelargoniums. Now, my favorite colors are those deep, deep maroon and then that fluorescent pink. And what I love about pelargoniums is you can take a snip of them and just put them in the dirt somewhere or put them in some potting soil in another container and you'll grow more. So it's fantastic. And you can make a statement on your porch or patio by grouping urns and pots planted with pretty petunias and pansies. And finally, you know, pull up a chair next to a hummingbird feeder and then just let the show begin. I mean, what happens is, and I just did this recently, I was like mesmerized. Filled the hummingbird feeder with just sugar water, no coloring, and the hummingbirds, they just flocked to it. I mean, not just one or two, there had to be 50, 60, and they were enchanting me with their chatter and their twitter and their squeaks and their songs and their hovering wings. They buzz and they trill and they thrill and they shrill. I mean, they're so amazing. Now, in the autumn, continue to compost the rest of your vegetables and non-meat scraps, including cabbages. Don't compost any kings, if you know any, because compost is the secret to a great garden. And, you know, as the weather is going to start waning, really grab those last of those wonderful warm nights and set a pretty table outside with some, you know, a glass of wine and some of those wonderful last of the season vegetables and herbs, and have that upscale meal al fresco. So I hope that you will do good deeds, stay healthy, and enjoy the last day of summer and the beginning of autumn. So happy gardening to you, and very much happy growing. So a little bit about self-esteem. As of right now, just for those of you who are waiting patiently to hear Matt Jesse talk about his incredible company, MB Jesse, that does all kinds of painting for both commercial and residential, interiors, exteriors, all of that. We don't have him yet. I may have to reschedule him. I just wanted to talk a little bit about some self-esteem. Karen Kitchell, who is a volunteer with Be the Star You Are, but originally she was actually the president for 10 years of a charity in Minnesota called Cheerful Givers. And we met many years ago and had a lovely lunch together to talk about giving and being the executive directors and presidents of a charity and the challenges we faced. And now she has decided to start blogging for our Star Searchers Express newsletter. And I love what she writes. She's a fantastic writer, a fantastic person. And in this month's newsletter, she wrote about unlocking self-esteem. So I just wanted to read to you what she had to say because I really feel that it's invaluable. If you see yourself as competent and valued, we often say you have good self-esteem. Researchers have identified it as a predictor of success and happiness. But maintaining what you perceive to be a high level of self-esteem can cause you to live in fear of making mistakes. Has anyone ever said to you, give yourself a break? Well, it's good to realize we all have ups and downs. And looking at your own mistakes and shortcomings as human can unlock great potential. Many very successful people admit to having made a boatload of mistakes throughout their lives. So looking at yourself honestly and trying to figure out what needs to be done differently can move your esteem meter in the right direction. Now, Ray Williams asks in Wired for Success, does Facebook enhance or detract from our self-esteem? Facebook has more than 1 billion users now worldwide, so Facebook gives us that opportunity to show a positive version of who we are and what we do. And when we see a lot of likes on something we posted, how good does that make you feel? Well, in a study conducted by psychology researcher Soroya Mizadeh at New York University, it was discovered that people with lower self-esteem were more likely to spend more than an hour a day on Facebook and were more prone to promote themselves. Okay, did you hear that? It was discovered that people with lower self-esteem. Now, in another study done by Alex Jordan at Stanford University, it was determined that Facebook users consistently overestimated the fun their friends were having and often concluded that everyone else was having more fun than they were. So, what does all this mean? Childhood experiences that are said to contribute to self-esteem include being listened to, being spoken to respectfully, receiving appropriate attention and affection, and having mistakes or failures acknowledged and accepted. Kids with low self-esteem may not want to try new things and often see failure as permanent. And just an aside, this isn't what Karen wrote, but you know, my motto is, as far as failure goes, is failure is fertilizer. You put it on the compost pile and you grow a new garden. I really believe that we have to fail more in order to succeed more. So now back to what Karen writes is helping kids become good at things and to pursue their interests is key. We need to emphasize how every child is unique, but feeling special doesn't mean having to feel better than others. Something proven to increase self-esteem is to teach kids to work toward a goal. For a homeless high school student to even dream about going to college just might be enough motivation to make that happen. Now, self-talk is important in all we do, and while teaching children and young adults to make positive self-statements can help, psychologists have found that negative self-talk is often behind depression and anxiety. And some examples of useful self-talk are, it's okay if we lost the game since we did our best. It makes me feel good to help others even if the person doesn't thank me. Adolescents often evaluate themselves based on their relationships with peers. No differences have been found between males and females in their development of self-esteem. And people with healthy level of self-esteem generally believe in certain values, are ready to defend them, trust their own judgment, learn from the past, and plan for the future. So this is all fantastic, and I thank Karen Kitchell for writing this in our newsletter. Make sure to go to bethestarur.org. You can find our newsletter there right on the homepage. Just click on it. And Karen Kitchell is a community volunteer. She's passionate about helping those who are homeless and disadvantaged. And as I said, she was the president of Cheerful Givers, a nonprofit organization, and the director of BI University at BI World Worldwide. So thank you, Karen. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, we will have more right here on Star Style. Be the star you are. Don't go away. Just think positive and reach out for that star because you can land on it. I'm Cynthia Bryan. I'm coming to you live on Star Style. Be the star you are on the Voice America Network. This is the Empowerment Channel. Be right back.
Star you are. The star you are.
On Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Are you seeking a dynamo speaker for your meeting, conference, or organization? Internationally recognized keynote speaker and New York Times bestselling author and lifestyle coach, Cynthia Bryan, will bring her energetic expertise passionate professionalism, and ebullient personality to your event. Hailed as an expert in lifestyle, women's issues, self-help, personal balance, leadership, media, gardening, and interior design topics, Cynthia Bryan is a popular empowerment keynote speaker around the world, lecturing to audiences of 100 to 5,000. For rates and bookings, call 925-377-STAR, 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 and visit www.cynthiabryan.com. When you want the best, book Cynthia Bryan, www.cynthiabryan.com.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Get started acting or modeling with a consultation from media coach extraordinaire, Cynthia Bryan, who has guided entertainment careers for over two decades. Call 925-377-STAR or visit www.cynthiabryan.com. Pick up a copy of her award-winning book, The Business of Show Business, and start living your dreams today. Call 925-377-STAR, 925-377-STAR.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
It's Power Time on Star Style. Be the star you are with your passion, purpose, and possibility producer, Cynthia Bryan. Now, back to the Power Party.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Well, it's always show business here on Star Style. Be the star you are. Thanks for coming back with me and staying here. I am Cynthia Bryan. You're coming to you live on Star Style. Be the star you are, brought to the airwaves by the Be the Star You Are 501c3. And this is the Empowerment Channel on Voice America. My team is with me, as always. I love this group of people. Yay, Voice America. Well, Matt has not shown up, and he's probably painting somewhere. That has to be it. But I just want you all, we'll try to get him on another day, but go to mbjesse.com. M as in Mary, B as in boy, Jesse, J as in Justin, E as in elephant, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, E as in elephant, E as in elephant, .com. I am so impressed with this company. I just can't even tell you because for many reasons. First of all, they're incredibly professional. They really believe in the possibilities, which is what I'm all about, finding the possibilities in life. And they just provide the best crew. I have some of the people working with me right now, and I'm just going to give a shout out to them because they are so great. I want to say hi to Eddie the Foreman, and I want to say hi to Pedro and Mario and Rigoberto and Daniel and Marta and Annelle, and of course to Matt himself, wherever he may be right now. But they're just this attention to detail. They're incredible. And they are sponsors of the Be the Star You Are Pear Festival booth that is happening this Saturday. So if you stop by the booth, you will get all the information that you need. We have some beautiful cards that are all about them. So check it out. Their phone number is 510-655-7000. And as an interior designer, I've worked with lots of contractors in my 2.5 decades plus of doing design. And this company stands out and they do everything. And their prices are fair and they're just incredible people. So I'm sorry he's not here, but mbjesse.com. We will get him another time. So here's what I want to talk about now, because school is back in session and parents are dealing with trying to help their kids get homework done and all that. And one of the things that comes up on a regular basis is, how do you deal with that procrastination pushback? Of all the concerns that, you know, I hear from parents too, procrastination probably tops the list. And it's not surprising because research says that 87% of high school and college students put stuff off in one way or another. And generally, when it comes to getting things done, You just got to allow teens to set the schedule and pace themselves so that they can work it out for what's best for them. But, of course, that can backfire. For some, getting started is overwhelming, especially if the assignment feels too big or too vague. And with others, it's the lack of a true time sense, knowing how long it really takes to get something done. For example, I am the coach and, you know, the producer of our teen show, which is Express Yourself Teen Radio, and that airs every Tuesday at noon. And of course, it's all young people. My youngest is 12 that I work with, and it goes up from there. Well, you know, sometimes I always want them to have their reports ready a couple of days in advance before we're going to do the show. But sometimes it comes in like 2 hours before. And what it happens is by that procrastination, it really kind of sets everybody else back. So we have to ignite, you know, that fire in their belly because sometimes if they don't have that deadline and you don't push them a little, they're not going to make it. So no matter what category your kids fall into, there are ways that you can help and you can still stay sane. And I'm going to give these to you and how I work right now, because I'm trying to build leaders here at Be the Star You Are, and I want all of my Express Yourself teen reporters and hosts to be leaders, take responsibility, you know, and govern themselves. And so these are some of the things that you can do. Set some clear expectations. Whether it's working on a science project or cleaning up the yard, kids are going to perform better if they know precisely what it is that has to be done and when it has to be done. You know, what is, I hate the word deadline because it has the word dead in it. I always tell my kids, this is the timeline. Divide large projects into a series of small tasks. Like breaking a big job down into manageable steps makes it so much less daunting, and it provides multiple opportunities to spark that really much needed momentum. And I really can't stress that enough, but let's give some example. So don't just tell your kids to go clean up the backyard, for example, and then see what they clean up, because obviously that's just too big. If you tell them to clean up the backyard, they're not going to know where to start and where to end and what your expectations are. So instead, let's break it down. Say something like this. I want you to go to the flower pots and to empty all the trash that's in them and put it into trash bags. Then I want you to bring those trash bags to the side of the house. And then you're going to empty all the garden tools out of the garage. I want you then to wash them all, let them dry, and hang them back up. And then that, if you tell them exactly what they're doing, they're going to feel better. Then after that, I want you to get the broom and I want you to sweep the patio. And if there's any limbs or branches, I want you to put those in a bin that is going to be for recycling those kind of those items. The next thing is to assign the time frame that you need stuff done in. For any multi-step tasks that have a stated deadline, like a school project, you want to help your teens assign a firm due date to each individual step. For example, schedule these as regular assignments so your kids will know to work on them. This is critical. Most students know to take care of work and what's due the next day, but by making a timeline for long-term assignments and projects, it can be more challenging, and it's kind of critical that they learn successful time management skills. Not kind of critical. It is critical. Once they get into the workforce, there's going to be timing. For example, this radio show or the radio show that I do with the kids, we have timelines. We have to stick to a certain schedule and certain breaks and be on the air at a certain time. So if we're, you know, you just can't be 20 minutes late. Otherwise, all you're going to listen to is commercials. Use a timer. The tip is simple but powerful. Set a predetermined amount of time to work. This helps teams just stay on task during that period. If they only have an hour, they're more likely to get it in gear and stay there. And have them use that device and that actually shows time. You know, you can buy those hourglasses and you can turn them upside down. It's really pretty cool. So, you know, try it out. See if it works for your kids, see if it works for you. And when it comes to homework, you know, don't forget to start small. Suggest one thing to start with. For example, if it is a spelling problem or a reading problem, you know, do it one page at a time, one paragraph at a time, one word at a time. get the idea. I mean, chances are that your kids get the ball rolling, that they'll see their way clear to do the next problem, to do the next spelling, whatever it is. So it's really important. The dread that drives procrastination is almost always exaggerated. And once kids realize it's not that bad, they're going to get it going and keep going. And finally, the rewards. Offer incentives. I'm a big fan of incentives. Ask your kids what they really would like to have if they do everything on time and on schedule. And then finally, choose forgiveness, because we can get super mad at our kids when they procrastinate. But what happens is just angry and negativity. Instead of getting on their case, just offer them some absolution. And I'll tell you, you're both going to be better off for it. So thank you all for being with us today. I apologize that our guest was not here, but I want to really let you know he's fantastic and he will be here at some point. So make sure you're tuned in every week here to Star Style, Be the Star You Are, with me, Cynthia Bryan, your personal growth coach, and of course, Heather Brittany with Health Matters. To make a donation to the charity, just go to our website, bethestaryouare.org. We're also taking donations in memorial for my mom, and I do appreciate those who have contributed. Every dollar counts, and it really helps us help the teens. My aim is always to encourage, inspire, inform, amuse, and motivate. So see beyond your physical being, know you're already a star, and cherish the past, dream of the future, and celebrate every moment of your life. And read Be the Star You Are, 99 Gifts for Living, Loving, Laughing, and Learning to Make a Difference. It will change your life and help your dreams come true. Until next week, when we celebrate again, remember that love always wins, kindness always prevails, and smiles will keep us happy. My name is Cynthia Bryan. Go out into the world and be the star you are. And be here next week, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on Star Style, Be the Star You Are, on the Voice America Network Empowerment Channel. We're live. Go out and live well. Thanks for joining me.
Be the star you are. The star you are. Be the star you are. You are the star. Be the star you are. Keep caring.
It's been a pleasure bringing you our life-changing program, Star Style, Be the Star You Are. We have you on our radar, as it's our goal to inspire, inform, entertain, and motivate you to be the star you were born to be. For more information, visit www.starstyleradio.com. And to make a donation to the charity, go to www.bethestaryouare.org. Ignite the flame that burns brightly within. Take charge of your life and coach yourself to success with our dynamic hosts, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, for another serving of champagne for the spirit and a power boost to live with Star Style. Until we celebrate together next week, be the star you are.